Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Tanya portion for the 17th day of Adar 2. As we make our way slowly but surely through chapter 37 of Tanya. Chapter 37 is telling us that as the Jew goes through life, engaging in his day-to-day activities and observing the negative commandments, not engaging in them, and observing the positive commandments, he takes the energies of life, those noga energies, klipas noga, the husk and shell of the white translucent, which is the pariv energies of creation, the everyday energies of life. And by not dragging them down into impurity and by elevating them into purity, he prepares the entire world for the time of Mashiach. Why is that? Because the energy of the entire world is taken by the Jew through his mitzvah observance and elevated on high. Now let's look inside on page 173, 174 in the Hebrew, five lines from the top, three words from the end in the English, the first triangular symbol. Nimtza, so therefore, what we have here is Kichol Tachlis Shel Yemos HaMashiach Otchias HaMesim, that the ultimate reality, the ultimate fulfillment of the days of Mashiach, Messianic times, and the times of the resurrection of the dead, which is what? Shehu Gilui Kvedei Velikusi Yisborach, as we've brought down in the earlier portions, is the revelation of the glory of Hashem, the revelation of the godly energy, and to remove the spirit of impurity from earth. Totally all of this is directly dependent upon Beham Shochas Elakuse, through the flow of God's divine energy, the Eir Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and the energy of the infinite Hashem, Linnefesh, Hachiyunis, to that part of the soul which is called the vital soul, which vitalizes the body, the soul which is connected to the body, Shebechlolus Yisrael, within the general state of the Jewish people. We talked earlier that there are 600,000 general souls of the Jewish people, and then all of the sub-souls which make up all the Jewish people. Every Jew, through his experience in making the right choices, in not transgressing commandments, and in, yes, observing commandments, take this noga energy and prepare it for Mashiach's times. Bechol ramachei boreha, causing this energy to flow through all of the 248 limbs. Al yudei, how do we do that? Because the 248 positive commandments we learned yesterday are aligned with the 248 limbs of man. Ayide kiyuma kol ramach mitzvahs esa, through its fulfillment of all the 248 positive commandments. And on the other hand, olahavir, and to remove ruach hatuma, the spirit of impurity, mimena, from it, bishmiras, with the observance of kol shasa mitzvahs lo sasa, of all the 365 negative commandments. Shelei yinoku mimena shasa gideha, that the 365 veins and sinews of the soul of man should not suckle from the negative energy of that which is forbidden. That is the purpose of our lives. Our lives are devoted to positive and negative mitzvah observance, which transforms our souls from our vital souls and bodies from noga energy to divine energy, taking along with it all of the energy absorbed within our souls, all of the energy of creation, as he will continue to elaborate in tomorrow's Tanya portion.